was country when country wasn't cool. I was country when country wasn't cool.
Yeah, I was country when country wasn't cool. Yeah, I was country from my head down, oh my boo.
I still act and look the same. What you see ain't nothing new. 'Cause I was country when country wasn't cool. Yeah, I was country when country wasn't cool.
Appaloosa Radio Online presents an original story, Echoes of Barbara Mandrell, Act 2.
Hello. This is Mrs. Roxanne Rogers. I am returning Dr. Larner's call. I understand that he wants my consent to give my father, Charles Day, an experimental drug. I believe that he said it was called Nostalgen 16.
Mrs. Rogers, Nostalgen 16 is an experimental compound that is meant to rebuild neurological pathways damaged by trauma and restore lost memories. It stimulates regrowth of dendritic spines which store memories. It administers deep brain stimulation to target very precise regions linked to long-term memory formation and storage. Mrs. Rogers, we believe that Nostalgen 16 can bring your father back to the person he was. It can rebuild the memories that have been lost. We believe that we will see almost immediate results. However, we are still in the very early stages of testing. If you give us permission, your father will be the 29th person to receive this treatment. We believe that its side effects are benign, but cannot say for sure since we are still early in our studies. Without it, I see no hope about your father recovering from his present condition.
Howdy! Hey Memphis, one of my favorite cities. Here's a brand new song that we just recorded last week. It is called Good Morning, My Love.
Sun rays shine through my window blinds. A brand new day, leaving the past behind. Last night's a blur, but that's alright. The warm sunlight, it kisses your face. You're still fast asleep. In a peaceful embrace, I trace your silhouette. My heart skips a beat, the memories we made. Sun rays shine through my window blinds. A brand new day, leaving the past behind. Last night's a blur, but that's alright. The warm sunlight, it kisses your face. You're still fast asleep. In a peaceful embrace, I trace your silhouette. My heart skips a beat, the memories we made. They're oh so sweet. Good morning, my love. Let's on this day, with laughter and love, we'll chase the gray away. The night may be over, but our love's gonna shine. Good morning, my love, forever you're mine. Forever you're mine.
Sun rays shine through my window blinds, a brand new day. Past behind. Last night's a blur, but that's alright. Warm sunlight, it kisses your face. You're still fast asleep. In a peaceful embrace, I trace your silhouette. My heart skips a beat, the memories we made. They're oh so sweet. Good morning, my love. Let's on this day with laughter and we'll chase the gray away. The night may be over, but our love's gonna shine. Good morning, my love. Forever you're mine.
I trace your silhouette. My heart skips a beat, the memories we made. Sun rays shine through my window blinds. A brand new day, leaving the past behind. Last night's a blur, but that's alright. The warm sunlight, it kisses your face. You're still fast asleep. In a peaceful embrace, I trace your silhouette. My heart skips a beat, the memories we made.
Every morning after breakfast, the 84-year-old former musician sat motionless in his special electric wheelchair in the sunny day room, wholly oblivious to all that surrounded him. He would sit in uninterrupted silence, his eyes hollow, his mouth shut, his hands limp, never saying a word, never interacting with anyone. Not even when the eminent doctor from the nearby university and his various research assistants drew vials of blood, collected DNA hair samples, studied his urine and feces, and finally strapped a strange contraption on his head. He did not respond to the beeps and tweets of the various medical instruments that now surrounded him. He asked no questions, sought no answers, expressed no expectations, passively unresponsive, unresponsive, not responsive, no responses. The perpetual grayness lifted with the briefest glimpses of memory. A few bars of a song, a remembered key change, the bright sequins reflecting off a sparkling dress, a crowd roaring approval, stage lights, too bright, a small woman, tiny in even her tallest high heels, a drummer who always needed a cigarette before he could begin a set, cowboy boots. Barbara always wanted her guys to wear shiny boots, had to shine them before every performance. Then, the song came. One that he had sung hundreds of times, always in every show. It was her most famous song. One that everyone knew. One that every audience would always sing along with the band. Hey, I was country when country wasn't cool. Yeah, and I was country from my hat to, whoa, my boots I still act, and look the same. What you see ain't nothing new. 'Cause I was country when country wasn't cool. Yeah, I was country when it wasn't cool. Then there was Barbara Mandrell bowing to the audience, throwing kisses. It was a wrap. They would be on the bus in an hour. Ken would see to that. Time to sleep before the next place, before doing the same show again. Always ended with the same song. Always, always.
I remember wearing straight leg Levi's, flannel shirts even when they weren't in style. I remember singing with Roy Rogers at the movies when the West was really wild. And I was listening to the Opry when all of my friends were digging rock and roll and rhythm and blues. I was country. Country wasn't cool. I remember circling in the driveway, pulling up and turning down George Jones. I remember when no one was looking, I was putting peanuts in my coke. I took a lot of killing, 'cause it never did fit in. Come now, look at everybody trying to be what I was then. I was country when country wasn't cool. Ooh, I was country when country wasn't cool. I was country from my head down to my boots. still act and look the same. What you see ain't nothing new. I was country when country wasn't sticking to our roots. I'm just glad we're in a country where we're free to choose.
I was country
when country wasn't cool.
Yeah, I was country when country wasn't cool. Yeah, I was country all my head down.
I still act and look the same. What you see ain't nothing new. 'Cause I was country when country wasn't cool. Yeah, I was country when country wasn't cool.
I want to thank my husband Ken for this next song. It is becoming one of my favorites. Love you, darling.
So clearly southern girl, muddy boots and cowboy hats, living life where the country's at. Sweet tea and Porsche swings. So clearly southern girl, living life like kings and queens. Pick up trucks and dirt roads where our love story unfolds. Southern drawl and southern charm. So cool to be a southern girl. This is where I belong. This is where I belong. So cool to be southern girl. La la la. Blue skies and endless fields where the summer heat never yields. Magnolias blooming in the breeze. Southern hospitality, yes please. So cool to be a southern girl. So cool to be a southern girl. So cool to be a southern girl. Muddy boots and cowboy hats, living life where the country's at. Sweet tea and Porsche swings. So cool to be a southern girl. Living life like kings and queens. Pick up trucks and dirt roads where our love story unfolds. Southern drawl and southern charm. so, so clearly, Southern girl. This is where I belong. This is where I belong. So, so clearly, Southern girl. La 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 la. Blue skies and endless fields where the summer heat never yields. Magnolias blooming in the breeze. Southern hospitality, yes please. So, so clearly, Southern girl. So, so clearly, Southern girl. So, so clearly, Southern girl.
One afternoon, something changed. The fog in his mind lifted, and Charles remembered. He remembered who he was, what he had done, and who he had loved. He remembered his voice, his passion, and his music. He remembered Barbara Mandrell. He began to sing. He sang with a rich baritone that resonated through the hall and touched everyone who heard it. He sang the songs he had sung with her. The songs that everyone always knew. The songs of broken hearts, imperfect relationships, and promises never kept. The head nurse heard him and ran to the day room. She saw him singing, his face alive, his eyes sparkling, his hands waving. She was amazed. She took out her phone and called his daughter, Roxanne. Amazing. Did you know that he once sang with Barbara Mandrell?
In a small town where the dust clouds rise, a red dirt road stretched for miles. You can hear the sound of a honky-tonk band and the smell of barbecue on the hot summer sand. There's a place where the whiskey flows and the neon lights brighten night's dark clothes. You can find me there, my friends by my side, singing songs of love and the country pride. Oh, this is our red dirt anthem. From the plains to the mountains, we sing in tandem. We raise our glasses to the southern sky, dancing all night under the moon shines high. Small town where the dust clouds rise, a red dirt road stretched for miles. You can hear the sound of a honky-tonk band and the smell of barbecue on the hot summer sand. There's a place where the whiskey flows and the neon lights brighten night's dark clothes. You can find me there, my friends by my side, singing songs of love and the country pride. Oh, this is our red dirt anthem. From the plains to the mountains, we sing in tandem. We raise our glasses to the southern sky, dancing all night under under the moon shines high.
Charles zoomed his special motorized wheelchair along the hallways of the Oak Knoll Memory Care Facility, as if he was still behind the wheel of his bright red Mercedes. He dodged the slower-moving obstacles in his way, enjoying the thrill of speed. The staff watched him in awe. Just a week ago, he had been essentially vegetative, almost motionless in silence, oblivious to all that surrounded him. Now he was a buzzing mass of perpetual energy, full of vitality and vigor. He was a buzzing mass of perpetual energy, full of vitality and vigor. He no longer was passively unresponsive. He had developed interests, opinions, and demands. He insisted to the head nurse that he was ready to leave the prison of the memory care facility. Unlock the doors and let me out. Dr. Larner and his research team were thrilled with Charles's progress. They had given him only 2 doses of Nostalgen 16. Other patients had needed more, and Charles's condition had been the worst they had ever seen. Nostalgen 16 could revolutionize the field of psychiatric neuroscience and memory loss disease. Dr. Larner and his research team had demonstrated that Nostalgen 16 promotes the growth of new dendritic spines and restores patient memories.
James shift is done. He's knocking on my door. The thrill of our secret, the danger we embrace in this midnight love affair. Time and space whispered secrets, hidden desires under the temptation. It's hard to ignore when Jane's shift is done. He's knocking on love affair. Time and space erase. Quiet.
emotion, it's hard to ignore. When James Shift is done, he's knocking on my door. The thrill of our secret, the danger we embrace in this midnight love affair. Time and space to ignore. When James Shift is done, he's knocking on my door. The thrill of our secret, the danger we embrace in this midnight love affair. Time and space.
Roxanne Rogers had endured 3 years of difficulty. Her mother's cancer had taken a toll on her, since Roxanne was the only one who could take care of her while her sisters lived far away. She had watched her mother suffer through endless chemotherapy treatments and finally hospice, until she passed away peacefully. Then, she had to cope with her father's memory disease. She had to find a suitable facility for him and monitor his condition. To make matters worse, her oldest son, Jeffrey, who was a college sophomore, had been arrested on DUI charges, and Roxanne had to bail him out from jail and find a lawyer for him. He was now living back at home until the court proceedings were finished, but he was not happy with the situation. Now, she faced another dilemma. Her father, Charles, wanted to leave the locked security of the memory care facility. He claimed that he had recovered his memory thanks to the experimental Nostalgin 16 treatments. She consulted with Dr. Larner, who confirmed that Charles had shown remarkable improvement, but cautioned that it might not last. He warned her that Charles could still pose a risk to himself or others if he relapsed into his previous state. Her father was insistent. He adamantly demanded his freedom and refused to stay in prison. She agonized over her decision for weeks. Finally, she agreed to let him move to a different part of the Oak Knoll facility, where he would have his own apartment, but with regular checkups from the staff. Still, Roxanne was not sure if she had done the right thing. She visited him every day, at random times, to see how he was doing. Dr. Larner continued to be optimistic. He said that the prognosis looked promising. It appeared as if Charles was getting back to his old self.
Is loving you right or is it wrong? We don't care what they say, we'll carry on. Our love is strong like a guiding light. They may ask questions, but we know it's right.
Thank you.
you feels like a dream come true. Can't explain it, they. You know it's true, they say it's wrong, but it feels so right. Can't deny the feelings day and night. We're two souls intertwined in this crazy game. They can't understand, they're all to blame. They judge and they question, but they can't see the love we share. The way it sets us free is loving you right, or is it wrong? We don't care what they say, we'll carry on. Our love is strong like a guiding light. They may ask questions, but we know it's right. Is loving you right, or is it wrong? We don't care what they say, we'll carry on. Our love is strong like a guiding light. They may ask questions, but we know it's right.
In early 1985, Barbara Mandrell and her two children were returning home, driving on a road that she knew well, when a 19-year-old, who was driving at a high rate of speed on the wrong side of the road, hit her car head-on. The teenager was killed, and Barbara Mandrell, the country superstar, was seriously injured. For days, she was on life support, and then she spent years recovering from the accident. Fortunately, her children were unharmed. In a later court hearing, it was alleged that the 19-year-old was both high on marijuana and had earlier been at a party where he consumed a number of beers. When Charlie Day, now Charles, received Ken's horrific phone call, he immediately bought a plane ticket and flew directly to Nashville, where he spent several days at Barbara's bedside in constant prayer for her full recovery. After 3.5 days, she opened her eyes, turned her head, and gave him a familiar wink. That head turn and wink was her signal to the band that she wanted to do the chorus again from the top. A singer's signal that only the band guys knew. That was also her signal to Charlie that it was okay for him to go home. She was out of danger and on her road to eventual recovery. Before returning to Houston, Charles offered to pay all of Barbara's hospital and recuperation expenses. During the previous year, from developing new commercial properties, Charles had cleared his first million. He knew that other millions would swiftly come. So, he could certainly afford it. However, Ken Dudney thanked him, but said that would not be necessary, since his wife, Barbara Mandrell, was herself a multimillionaire. Charles Day never saw Barbara Mandrell again. They exchanged Christmas cards and birthday greetings, but never met in person. After she had recovered enough to perform, Ken and Barbara made the decision to stop doing road tours. Instead, they built a permanent theater in Branson, Missouri, where she performed twice a day, 4 days a week, always ending every show with the song, "I Was Country When It Wasn't Cool." She also included a new gospel song, one that had been written specially for her.
Simply ask the animals, and they will teach you. Speak to the birds, and they will tell you. Or listen to the earth, and it will proclaim that the hand of the Lord has done this. In His hand is the existence of every living thing, and He is the very breath of all mankind.
Simply ask the animals, and they will teach you. Speak to the birds, and they will tell you. Or listen to the earth, and it will proclaim that the hand of the Lord has done this. In His hand is the existence of every living thing, and He is the very breath of all mankind.
Simply ask the animals, and they will teach you. To the birds, and they will tell you. Or listen to the earth, and it will proclaim that the hand of the Lord has done this. In His hand is the existence of every living thing, and He is the very breath of all mankind.
Simply ask the animals, and they will teach you.
Speak to the birds, and they will tell you. Or listen to the earth, and it will proclaim that the hand of the Lord has done this. In His hand is the existence of every living thing, and He is the very breath of all.
Taken from the 12th chapter of Job.